The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
We live to play, we play to win. We try and try, we won't say die, we won't give in. We're number one, we'll hold the line. We won't sit back, we'll just attack time after time. We're lightning fast, we'll drive like rain. We won't be beat, we won't retreat, ice in our veins. We are the storm from Melbourne Town, we'll blow the others off the ground. We are the storm and we're not.
I guess you won the grand final, but
yes,
your song is awful.
I know, I listened to it before I came here and got.
You told us to play it, Peter.
Well,
you
said I did with the grand final, didn't
Peter,
I?
You said it was good.
But the song's terrible, right, Pete?
I know, South's better.
South's got the best theme song. Give them that. Glory, glory to South Sydney.
Oh, okay.
Nah.
What are the Bulldogs?
We are the champions.
Yeah, the Mighty Ducks.
That's the Mighty Ducks, though. Not the Mighty Dogs.
No, I didn't say it was the Dogs.
We're talking about NRL songs here. The Mighty Ducks don't play NRL.
Not yet. Just like one of the best songs is We Are the Champions.
That is true. But Glory, Glory to South Sydney is a pretty iconic song.
Yeah.
Pity it's for the Rabbits, though.
What about the Dragons theme? Is that good?
When the Saints come marching in. What a
that's
great
pretty,
classic.
That's a good theme. I don't even like sports, but yeah, it's good.
We don't say we're number one or anything, because clearly we've never won the Premiership for at least.
Have we got the Sydney Kings theme?
I have no idea what it is.
We could just have a theme song night. Why not?
Yeah.
Just all the
Wanderers
rugby league theme songs we've got.
All the sports theme, Wanderers theme.
We have the Ice Dogs theme. I don't think they have.
We could
check. Well, movie themes is on Monday night, so we could have sports themes the night after.
Then you can have the penguin theme.
Penguin theme.
Animal wildlife sounds coming after 8 tonight.
Sounds pretty good.
David Attenborough presents Animal Themes the Wild.
Animal themes.
I'm David Attenborough.
How are you, Pete?
Coming up on the show today.
I don't think he sounds like that, but okay. But yes, coming up on the show
today. Oh, yeah, sounds like Peter Mounsey.
No, it doesn't.
And Peter
no, we can have Peter Mounsey's animal songs. Sounds.
He's pretty good at animal sounds.
He does them all.
Yeah.
Like?
Animal crackers in my soup.
Give us your best hits, Peter.
I don't know.
You do a good dog.
Coming up at 9 p.m.
Mind you, he does that all around the street. Really annoys the neighbours.
He's a good trained vocalist.
We got him from the
show. Sit, Peter, sit!
Sit, people, sit, good.
Alright, yes, coming up.
Anything on the show, please?
Hey, yeah, we have a lot to talk about. It's a new time slot.
Yeah.
Daylight saving time slot.
I don't think that's the reason, but, you know, either way.
We can't be out in the sunlight too long.
What are you, a vampire?
Absolutely. The vampire hour will begin at 8.
We have Lace and Sport. All the sport is back. You've got hockey. Oh, no, hockey's gone. Basketball, you've got cricket.
All sport is on.
Football.
You got the girls playing for the world champion.
The WNBL's on. All the women's sport is on.
You've got women's gymnastics that were on today.
And how was that?
Oh, didn't watch it. We got TV news coming up as well. Pete's
Week
Alive. Big news at the square.
Yes.
And Ed's in town too, apparently.
Ed, who's Ed?
Who's Ed?
Ed who?
You don't know who Ed is?
Mr. Ed.
Fast Ed.
No, Ed's coming to town.
Okay.
Oh, the horse? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Eddie McGuire.
The editor for the newspaper.
I don't want Eddie McGuire coming to campus.
Well, we'll tell you who Ed is later.
Okay,
there's a new square coming to town. Ed Square.
Ed's Square.
Who is Ed?
I don't know.
Find out, I guess. I thought everyone knew.
No.
Clearly not.
Clearly not reading the same news source.
Clearly not reading the same banners on the side of the motorway. But anyway.
Also, movies? Anyone see any movies?
No.
Mick?
I can't remember.
Well, you got 2 hours to remember.
Mick,
and
you see that movie every week.
Anything tonight, Mick?
There's a few. We got the Turncoats, and then we got some other idiots.
Very descriptive, okay.
Right, idiots, Turncoats,
got
morons.
We got Ed, idiots.
That's right, that's a good one. Morons as well.
Oh, you're lucky I reminded you.
He's been reading my mind.
Mick, I think I know your segment already.
It is time for sport.
What about the grand final, Pete?
What was that all
what a
about?
Boring grand
I
final.
I flogged them. Oh,
that's sad. Very
I
sad.
Thought public floggings were banned. Why were all the grand finals this year so dull?
I watched the other ones as well.
The best thing was the Killers, really.
And Macklemore are here.
God, that upset a lot of people. God, that was disgusting.
Nothing, yeah, well, there was nothing wrong with the song. It sang at the end. It was not all right.
Did you like the song?
Yeah, I remember when he sang
that. It's All One Love, and All One Love means the people who went to the football loved the football. See, so everyone was in love with the football.
See, he should have played that song at tennis, I think. One Love, just saying.
I don't mean they had two love.
Either maybe if you do it at the final of the Australian Open, he can sing that song at the final. The
it might have been done by then.
But the crowd was down anyway.
But what was the no song? They never had a no song, Pete.
Don't know.
What would you have for the no song?
No, 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 no.
Oh, no, John, no, John, no, John.
That's what they needed.
There probably is one somewhere.
Oh, no, Abbott, no, Abbott, no, Abbott.
That's not very nice. Abbott's a nice man.
No
one in his family likes him.
Not even his own daughter.
On the TV show Down and Out, we did a song called Bad Abbots.
You've got to stop picking on poor Abbott. He's a nice guy.
What's he done to you, Mick?
He's just in the dark ages.
He got rid of our TVS.
Back to the football.
Oh,
TV. I think it was Malcolm, actually. He was the communication minister at the time.
He signed up for it.
In the middle.
Like Malcolm.
Pete.
All right. Sport.
What about the coach? Is he a legend or is he a legend?
He is, yeah.
Is he as good, though, as, say, a Wayne Bennett, who's probably the best coach of all time?
Probably...
No.
No.
Oh, come on, Wayne Bennett is awesome.
No, that's what I meant. Like, he's not better than Wayne Bennett.
I know.
Of course not.
You can't beat Wayne Bennett.
No, no one can.
No.
What about the coach who won 11 games in a row for St George in the 60s?
He was an awesome man, whoever he was. Was he the same coach, though?
No.
Probably not.
He's not very memorable.
He'd be dead by now if it was the same coach.
Was it? Did you know this?
In 11. That was in 1960 somewhere.
I remember the fact they won 11 in a row because Dragons are the best team.
Who's won 21 grand finals now?
Yeah, well, like in 1906 or something.
South Sydney.
Yes. How did they be the only team in the competition?
They
was them in Western Suburbs?
They played themselves.
And then was them in Newtown, I think.
But they've never got it up to 21.
How times have changed now?
And now they can't even win a... game.
That's a bit mean.
Okay, they can win a game.
Yeah, they can occasionally. Now, what's going on with the Socceroos that can't win a game, Pete?
What or Derby?
Is their coach as well?
No,
the Wanderers.
Wanderers coach is Gonski's too.
What the hell's going on there? He's gone Turkish.
Yeah, Tony Popovich announced that, you know, time's up, I'm going to Turkey.
You got a good deal, got a good offer.
So they're looking for a new coach now.
But is that good for the A-League that our coaches are so good that they want to be taken over by a Turkish competition?
Why not? If they want to go somewhere.
It's our biggest export now.
Yeah.
But will the Wanderers be the same without Papa?
Papa man? I don't know. We'll see what happens.
But he's the man. He's there from day one, right?
Well, I hope not, because I like to see the Wanderers actually start losing something this year.
You're so patriotic.
Especially when they come to
Westie.
Especially when they come to Campbelltown Stadium, I think it's a few weeks, with the FFA Cup semi-finals that they're playing out here. So I just hope they lose that one.
Okay.
Great.
Why do you hope such evil amongst
the world? Because Sydney FC is going to win that comp.
Really?
Yeah.
You think two in a row? Can they get the double league, A-League curse?
Oh, I think they'll win the cup this year. They haven't won one yet, so.
So, how about the basketball peep back in action? They played against the NBA teams this week.
Last couple of nights have been pretty good, close games, last couple of nights. So, Sydney Kings are playing...
Yeah, and what happened?
I don't know if Sydney won or not. But
no, they didn't.
They didn't, of course.
Well, that's sad.
Well, of course not. You didn't go to the game again. That's it.
Well, Utah won 108-83. Yeah. That says it all.
Well, because they lost.
Well, they are Utah. You
know. Utah Jazz beat Sydney Kings by 25, and then they come back and then lose tonight, didn't they?
Greg hasn't rung in from the arena.
I don't know.
Live cross.
Well, it's pretty exciting there right now. But it looks like the Kings have lost against Adelaide. 2.5 minutes to go, and it's 93-84 in the fourth quarter. Kings down again.
That's not a good way to start the season.
Winks is at it again, Pete.
Will never lose.
Really?
That's all I could say.
Never.
Winks. Yeah, I'll wink all the time. Ding, ding, 21.
Stop
winks.
Winking at each other, you two. You have to get a room. But
it's getting later.
21.
It's his 21st.
21st birthday.
He'll be out partying tonight. Out,
drinking alcohol in his bowl.
Yeah.
Does he get the key to the front door?
Key to the city.
Probably will soon.
Mm.
Did you see that horse venting to the pub yesterday?
No.
No.
He was in the Doncaster pub, I think. Doncaster pub down in Melbourne.
All right.
To do with the Everest race.
The highest mountain event. Everest. That's a mountain.
We know Everest is a mountain, Peter.
Race called the Everest.
Yeah, I know.
That's the highest paying
money
in Australia.
Yes.
Right.
Had it last year as well.
Okay,
and we've been into the pub and had a drink.
Yeah.
Right. Good to know. Glad we knew about
that. Do you know what else is on this weekend?
Bathurst 1000.
It's Bathurst. Yes, yes, they had the top 10. They had the top 10 this afternoon after 5, and yeah, I watched a few.
Who was the top 10?
Now, Scott McLaughlin was number 1. David Reynolds, Mark Winterbottom. Oh, Pete didn't laugh. Wow, that's weird. And Chaz from The Chaser came in at 4th.
Chaz Mostyn.
Okay, I didn't know his last name
was. Yeah, Chaz Mostyn. Chaz Mostyn.
If it was Dural Chaz, that would be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it was the top 10, had to do a lap each, and then the fastest from there.
And he was the fastest.
Now, in F1 circles, a bit of a rumour going
now
about
we're in F1.
That Ricciardo might not be got wings anymore. He might be grounded.
That's sad.
May not be on Red Bull. He's dismissed it, but... Mm.
But he'll go somewhere else, most probably. He's one of the best people there.
His car's not very good.
No, but he still wins or gets his... Look where he is on the championship table. With the bad cars.
Imagine if he had a good car. I think Ricciardo's the coolest person to drive around.
Is he?
He's such a cool person.
Okay, I've never met him.
You never met him?
No. Never met who?
I've never watched a race, so I have no idea.
Well, no, he's cool.
Okay.
Yeah, he is. Maybe you should watch him.
He's the only person who's got... He's a decent person. Like
he's
the
got
other.
Charisma.
Well, that's good. That's what you want.
And I have a selfie with him, so he's...
The only one that would give you a selfie?
That's the only one that would give me a selfie, absolutely.
He felt sorry for you, so he goes, oh, come here, Glenn, I'll give you a selfie.
Tell people I'm the coolest.
I'm the best, man. Yeah, I'm the best.
No, but he is cool. When you hear him on interviews and stuff, he's actually quite interesting.
I know, I've seen some of
them. Funny dude.
He makes jokes about himself.
That's good.
Okay, we'll get him on the show then.
Now, talking about jokes, the Commonwealth Games in 1982. Well, the Commonwealth Games coming up.
1982.
But apparently the mascot operator of the big kangaroo, the old Matilda, was chemically enhanced.
What?
According to the producer of the ceremony, Rob Birch, he said the champ who was in charge of Matilda's eye movements was chemically enhanced on the day. Because apparently Matilda done a little weird blink on the day.
Yes,
he had a smoke smell before he went out, which I only found out later on. He was very relaxed about the winking business. He set up in Matilda's head, working the eyes and the rotation.
Alright.
The winks.
Weird.
So he got 21 wins too, winks.
Well, yes, it was the only one wink of that year, but obviously that was the start of the winking. Yeah. It was a bit creepy, actually, but it was one of the moments that everyone remembered from the...
Yes, yes.
Well, we can see it.
Yeah, I remember it.
It's hard to see on radio.
So, yes, remember, it's very creative. A lot of creative people use that, enhancements.
Yes, yeah. Probably not necessary.
Yeah, it is.
But 1982, great year.
Yeah, it was.
35 years ago this year.
Wow, that's good.
Are you excited about the Gold Coast Commonwealth Games, though, Pete?
Oh, yeah.
Will I have a big... What will I have up there? A big... What's
Stick
in Gold
your
Coast?
Finger up and whistle.
A big... what's
a crocodile
that?
Crocodile.
A big meter maid, maybe.
Yeah.
Is that an oxymoron, though?
That'd be good. Can't wait for that to be on.
Really?
Are you going to watch the whole thing?
Commonwealth Games.
Oh, I'll be watching it.
What are you going to watch? What sports?
Oh, what is it?
Gymnastics.
No, I don't do gymnastics.
They might have an a statue of Honest John...
Honest John.
Or Joe Bjorkie-Pearson.
Don't think so. I think they moved on from that. Probably a big skyscraper, I reckon, of the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
They'll probably have a 100-foot skyscraper to come.
Or like 100-foot Pauline Hanson.
Oh, yes. Redheads. Now, the World Cup Rugby League's coming up, Pete. What's happening? What's the latest?
The World Rugby League. Yeah, the women's and the men's coming up.
Both.
Couple,
take your pick.
But I reckon now Tonga's going to be favourite because all the Aussie players want to... Don't want to play for Australia anymore. They want to play for Tonga. That's awesome, isn't it?
If they do that,
what's the High Court said?
Yeah.
If they want to play for Tonga, let them play for Tonga and never play for Australia again.
That's right. Because he didn't play, because he didn't get picked for Australia, Anthony Fifita didn't get picked for Australia. He decided, well, buggers, I'm not going to play. I'm going to play for.
How do they get to choose what nationality?
So you know what? Yeah, as Mick just said, if you want to bugger playing for Australia ever again, if you want to play for Tonga. In any other tournaments, you could, no more Australia for you, you're out.
You just said he didn't get chosen for
and they did say the Kiwis got really nasty and they said they won't be allowed to play either for New Zealand.
Yeah, but when the World Cup's not only on every 4 years, so if he wanted to play for Australia again in the Anzac Test next year...
What do you want him to do? Just
well, bugger,
outside.
You can't play. You had your chance. You had your chance.
But he didn't get chosen,
but
you said.
He could have got picked.
He's a Tongan now.
He could have got picked, and like the New Zealanders, they could have got picked for New Zealand as well.
He has every right to go play for another team then.
Because they changed the rules.
Because it's a World Cup. There you go. It's a World Cup.
Because the Rugby League Federation changed the rules to allow players from T1 nations to play for developing league countries.
Well, okay.
I don't know why no one's playing for Canada, though.
They're a developing league country.
Yeah, exactly. So Tonga's got all these cool players. Yeah.
Anyone playing for Papua New Guinea?
Papua New Guinea... No, Robbie Farah played for Lebanon in 2002.
James Disco's Italian.
There's another one played for them this year, I think.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. Because otherwise, the World Cup, Pete, is so bloody boring when only two teams can play.
Yeah.
I'd show New Zealand
before. What's the point?
Boring.
Let's make some competition here. Let's get a couple of...
Minnows.
The best way is have mixed football.
Mixed
football.
Have mixed football.
Yeah, you have women in half the team and men on the other half.
What about the A to K and the L to Z?
Nah.
Yeah.
What happens if they can't read? Or they come from another language?
Then their version of the alphabet?
The Z's.
Pick a letter, I don't know. Roll a coin.
Yeah. If they come from Tonga...
But if Tonga plays Australia without these other players, it is such a boring game. Yeah.
Sounds boring.
And now if you put, you know, a couple of other players, make it a bit
fairer. Put some robots in.
You know, what's the other guy that's... I'm sure there's some people in the parliament where can fill in.
Oh, yeah.
Xenophon needs
Xenophon.
To
Oh, he's leaving. He's leaving, yeah.
He's going to stay.
Oh, no, Abbott, because he likes a punch-up.
Yes, we get it. You hate Abbott.
Now, the cricket team.
Playing Malcolm, all right.
Steve Smith, Pete's returning to Australia from India with a shoulder injury.
Yes, he's got to get ready
will
for
he
the
be
Ashes
good
soon.
For the Ashes?
Well, that's why he's coming back.
But will he be good for the Ashes?
Probably will.
Bowl with the good shoulder.
Pete's medical opinion there.
Good medical advice.
David Bowie's opinion. Ashes to ashes.
Dust to dust.
Yeah. All right. What else? Is that it for sport?
Yeah.
Sure.
For now.
Nothing else?
Yeah. All right. That's it for now. 103.
Welcome back to the program. You are here with Glenn, Peter, Mad Mick and Steve.
Well, coming up, we're going to tell you about the police looking after a brushy smile.
Mm. Oh, Mr.
The smiliest smile in Campbelltown.
It was going
to charge you for
smiling. So,
I think they have.
Was that a brush tail?
It's a brush with the law one, would suspect.
Oh, okay.
Cut to you anymore, because Mad Mick is here to present.
So it's a brush tail.
Mad Mick first.
There was a rumour that the New South Wales government was selling off...
More stuff?
More stuff. It's the new roadworks which are being put in. It's costing him about 16 or 17 million, and they're selling it off for about $5 billion. Then it's cost us $16 billion. That doesn't sound very nice. Right.
No, it doesn't. It looks like apparently, too, from this project, the government has kind of indicated that the toll on the M5, on the M5 toll that's going to be finished in 2026... may be extended as part of the concession arrangement to get a higher price. So it looks like the M5 toll with cashback, which seems like a stupid toll to start with, is going to be longer. So you'll pay two M5 tolls. You'll pay the East and the M5 West toll.
That's very
too
corrupt.
Many.
Very corrupt indeed. Because
we're corrupt.
All our
money
has been spent on, we say they sell all our stuff off and they give it to the private concern. Where's our money now? We've got nothing. So
we do. You get a motorway that you get to pay
for. No, we haven't got a motorway. We have got to pay to use it.
Yeah, but if you sell...
But we've already paid petrol taxes.
But Mick, if you say to the private sector, I want $5 billion, I don't think it's unfair for the private sector to say, I want to pay some tolls on that road, because they're not going to give you $5 billion because the shareholders think it's a fair deal.
All they have to do is have the government run it, and they will make $1 billion a year or more. You have a look at what these toll people make. In their tolls. Yeah.
They make a lot of money.
They
make a big,
and they can use
companies.
That to pay for our things, and we won't lose any assets.
Yeah, the government
will
keep it.
We'll have, what's the next one to be sold off? The Harbour Bridge?
They have thought of that?
Opera House?
They're not selling the Harbour Bridge, they're selling the right to toll people on the Harbour Bridge. They can't sell the Harbour Bridge, because I'm going to buy that if it's on the market.
Yeah.
I'll give them a good $10.
How stupid is that?
I think it's worth more.
They are running it as a business, and business runs by taxpayers. The government runs all these businesses or have the concessions through businesses so they can promote them. When the government doesn't work because they are not a business.
But the government, basically what the government wants to do, though, is they want to get
they
a big lump sum of money to spend by selling off things. That's why they do this, right? That's why this government
does
this.
And in the end, it's like selling off the salt water refinement thing, what's it called?
The desal plant.
The desal plant. It cost them $1 billion or $2 billion to make it. They sold it off to private industry, and now private industry is making billions of dollars on us for the next how long it's going to cost them. And they've got $2 billion, and it's going to cost, in the end, it's going to cost the cost us, the taxpayers, tens of billions of dollars. And that's not right.
I don't know about exact numbers, but yeah, it's going to cost money. Yeah, if you build it and then sell it, yeah, people will charge you for it.
Yeah, but they're getting money for nothing. We're not even using it.
But we built it. The government built it.
The government didn't build it. The public built it.
The government built it. Like, it wasn't like your idea, Mick. You didn't say, build me a desal plant.
We'll get the money for it. Right?
Obviously, the Premier decided and the Cabinet went, let's put a desal plant in the middle of a drought. Kind of made sense. The problem is the drought finished. Doesn't make sense anymore.
And we're still paying for it, but we're not even using it, and it's being burnt.
It was a bad deal.
It was burnt and damaged, and they still haven't fixed it up. We've got a drought now. What? Is it working?
Our gap is full.
No.
Ish.
It's not working at all. And they're saying, oh, it's the insurance company. If it's the insurance company, the government should be getting stuck straight into them.
Right. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know where it may. The water comes from our gamble at the moment.
I get my water.
They don't need to use it now. There's water in the dam.
Which dam?
Warragamba. There's water in the dams.
The water from comes here doesn't come from Warragamba.
Well, there's water in the other dam as well, the one down the south coast.
Which south coast?
Well, the one that where does the water come from, Mick?
There's several dams around here.
Well, is there water in the dam? Because water's coming
there's
out of the tap.
There's the Avon. There's the
water came out of my shower in the morning.
Did you get water today?
Yeah.
We've all got water today, Mick.
No, I didn't get ordered today.
You didn't
did you get watered today? You
I
haven't been
ordered
yet?
Today, no.
We can water you later.
What watered would you like?
Like, Nepean's at 77%.
Oh, wow.
So that's not bad. That's pretty good.
That's close. Yeah, yeah.
The Cataract Dam, 84%. the Cordax Dam, that's at 9%. That's a bit concerning.
That's a drought. Yeah,
that's because
Winora Dam
BHP has broken the back of the dam.
Where's Warragamba?
Where they...
Yeah, Warragamba's put in Nepean.
Okay,
well,
there we go.
Yeah, so there's water around.
What, drought, Mick?
But it's going to take a while before we're going to be able to use the desal plant, right? We could have built that now for the next drought.
We didn't even need the desal plant.
So what did they build it for?
I think that, to me, it sounds like there's corruption in there.
Sounds like. We don't know.
That's the answer for everything.
Anything else, Mick, for this hour?
No, we'll do it the next hour.
Next hour?
All right.
All right.
Right.
Not a problem, Mick.
Mick is on fire.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Pete's Week.
Now,
what has been happening?
The biggest news of the week, Pete, has to be this.
What?
The police have obviously found in a Campbelltown supermarket on September 21st, a man with very clean teeth.
Wow.
A bit of honey. So a guy was charged with shoplifting. $500 of toothpaste and honey. The police identified the cameraman was awaiting hearing for five similar shoplifting matters. So it was not the first time he stole the stuff. He was refused bail.
Well, he had to get the mouthwash.
Is he really strong to lift the house up?
He had to get the floss.
But I've got a feeling he'll get free toothpaste now anyway in prison.
Yeah. But how strong is he? Because if he did shoplifting, he must be pretty strong to lift up.
Well, he's
the
in
shop.
Prison. So
hopefully he's strong.
A lot of crime happening in that area at the moment, but I do like $5 of toothpaste. What would you do with that, though?
Is there like a black market for toothpaste that we don't know of?
Who do you sell toothpaste
for? Black teeth.
Like, can you imagine a guy down the street with his like jacket, and I've got, would you like some
would you
clean
like some
teeth?
I've got.
Would you want honey?
I've got white teeth. I've got fresh.
Have you got painful teeth? This will fix up your teeth.
Yeah. Oh dear!
What a weird man.
But he's in prison too, so he's been refused bail. So there's serious consequences. You're going to start stealing his toothpaste, people.
I didn't realize there was such severe consequences.
Well, he's got five of the soft shoplifting matters, so it appears to be that he might be a serial offender. Another guy too, also at Lamia, a woman 34, is stolen credit cards at a petrol station in Lamia.
Yeah, that's quite severe.
At Glen Alpine, a homeowner was confronted with a rock used to smash a window to break and enter. Lots of things happening this week in the police beat, but I do think the toothpaste guy
does
he wins the award this week.
He does.
Bargain of the week.
Might have been a dentist, I don't know. Possibly.
Could have been.
Probably not likely.
I'm sure there's other ways you can get toothpaste if it's a dentist.
So, he's a bargain of the week.
No, that's worse than a bogan.
A couple of things up.
Exciting.
Mm.
Now, the Willowdale Shopping Centre is opening in a matter of days.
Yes.
I have no idea.
Where's
Willowdale?
Off Campbelltown Road.
Is this like a Gregory Hills type of thing?
It's on the way to Leppington on the back road. Off Campbelltown Road near Denham Court. I think it's off that road.
So that is...
Denham Court, I heard.
Off Denham Court Road. Off
so it's on Camden Valley Way.
You turn left.
It's on Camden Valley Way.
You turn left at
the
roundabout.
Well, that's not very descriptive.
You turn left at the roundabout.
I don't think you know where it is, Pete.
Huh? Yeah, you turn left at the roundabout on Campbelltown Road at Denham Court, and then it's at the back way.
Yeah, it's certainly Leppington, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, very convenient if you're shopping.
Well, it's going to...
Well, there's a lot of houses actually getting built.
It's going to house the Southwest's largest supermarket.
Yes, the biggest in the area.
I thought Narellan was pretty big. How big is this one?
Well, Narellan's
big.
Quite big, Mick.
Toyota Development too. Apparently Ed's moving to town soon.
Really?
Yeah,
so Emerson Park, apparently the town square there, according to advertisements that have been seen around town, is going to be called Ed Square.
Ed Square.
Right. So that's going to be the town centre. And they've advertised it like the most amazing place ever. Like Ed Square apparently is going to be full of white hipsters drinking coffee.
Oh, no.
And I don't know if they've been to the suburb, what they're now calling Ed.
Edmondson.
I just don't think it's going to turn out like that, because they kind of make it sound like it's going to be like Central Station.
It might not be the area for it.
They're going to have a bar there, apparently, that's going to look like a hipster bar.
Oh,
no. I don't think it's going to work.
But what happens if the hipsters
Look at these people. They don't live. I've never seen these people.
It should be
hard to say on radio, but let's put it this way. Like, they basically went to Brooklyn, found hipsters, some people, and hipsters.
They just came out of a book signing.
But hipsters are dying out. They're becoming...
No, they're still...
They're becoming...
I don't know if you've been to
Lumbies. Yeah. Lumbies now.
That's true.
So there won't be any hipsters. There'll be only Lumbies.
I don't think there's a need for it in the area.
They're going to have, like, you know, kale and all sorts of things down there.
Tim Kale?
Yeah, Tim Kale's going to be there, but they
might actually get people to go.
And the Russian kale?
Do you talk a lot of rubbish?
They need to do more research on the areas, I think.
Like, also, I looked at the Sky House at Liverpool, and they've got all this advertising of all these people there that don't live in the building. Like, if you look at the people that live in the building,
they don't
match the advertising.
No, it's false advertising.
It's very false advertising. Yeah. Not saying that it's right or wrong, but it's like, shouldn't you affect the people that are going to live there?
Well, no, because then people won't want to move in there.
Does everyone want to live with hipsters, though?
Yeah.
No.
No?
But, like, young hip people, oh, cool, I want to live in that place. Look,
They're not going to go to Emerson Park. They're going to be in Newtown and go, oh, Emerson Park.
But they're not going to admit that. Then people won't go to Emerson.
The ones I hate are the one with the walnut buns. You know, the walnut things on their head.
Advertising is all about lying and tricking people.
They're going to have literally chicken schnitzels and chips down there, right?
Are you saying...
Which I think's better.
I would go to that then if they had
Steve, are you saying they're forced advertising?
Oh,
you
no,
don't. You're saying that? They wouldn't do that, would they? Yeah.
Sorry to...
From the makers of Central Park, Sydney. Like, come on. It's Emerson Park.
Would people even know what that means?
It's Emerson Park and
Laker. I saw another place at Riverwood today, and it's called Washington Square.
Washington.
Is the White House there?
No, well, it's all white.
There are White Houses in the river. Wasn't
Donald Trump there.
No, remember, we got Texas in Queensland. We got Denmark in Western Australia.
And as well.
So it'll have the soul. It will have its own Eat Street, classy eateries.
And everyone fresh goes
bankrupt. Going to check it out, but
it's going to have a Coles with a pub with schnitzels. That's what we'll be. Correct?
Yeah.
And a hipster cafe, maybe. Maybe a
Gloria
coffee. Jeans or something.
Oh, well. Terrible.
Maybe. We might have to make a visit one.
The last Gloria Jeans I ate at had a hair in me pie.
Well, there we go.
It wasn't a rabbit, it was a hair.
That's called hipster, Mick. You get the hipster hair on your pie.
Sure that wasn't your beard in your pie, Mick?
Yes.
Wasn't a ginger beer in me pie.
You're a hipster, Mick. Your beard.
Ginger beer.
Now, what's going on with the Tigers, Pete? This is causing
Tigers.
Controversy.
Now, we mentioned last week, they're still frustrated that the NRL and that has decided they're only going to play 3 games at Campbelltown Stadium next year instead of the normal 4, which they've been having for a while. So Mayor George said that the club's decision to play 1 fewer games in the region was disappointing and would be deterrent on the community. It was disappointing for both the council and local fans. The council acknowledged that the work that West Tigers does in their local community and will continue to partner with the club in a range of programs will benefit our residents, while reducing games at the suburban ground will be deterrent to local fans. At least West Tigers' three-year commitment at Campbelltown Stadium is a positive sign, given the state government's move away from the suburban grounds.
What they could do is get West Tigers play Campbelltown Council. They make up the extra game.
You know what? Just South game should be out here, I reckon. You'll get more crowd out there if South plays. So really, Campbelltown Council, we want South games out here,
Pete,
please.
Get a compass. Pete, get a compass.
You'll get a sellout at
Campbelltown. Catch a train to the game.
You'll get a sellout if West Tigers play South here, for sure. Definitely.
Would you go to the game?
Yes, definitely. Yes, for sure, definitely.
Which shore is that? For sure?
North Shore. Great place.
I wouldn't travel to North Shore.
No, that's too far from that. Campbelltown Shore,
yeah. It's too far for you, is it?
That's a new suburb,
Pete,
Campbelltown Shore.
Pete, Ingleburn's too far for you.
No, Geordie Shore, yeah.
That's pretty far for you, yeah. Actually. That's in New Jersey, so.
Lemia South is too far for you.
No, it's not. It's only 5 minutes away.
Now, Dr. Brad Frankham is calling for...
Frankham.
Yeah, he's very serious, though. No, not Frankham, sorry.
He wasn't available last week.
Frankenstein.
Frankham of Orangevale is calling for a sugar tax. Yes, because of obesity and sugar and people not eating healthy.
Well, I didn't know sugar paid tax anyway.
No, that's not what they're saying.
Maybe we can have like a tax where you just weigh yourself and every kilo you pay a tax.
I think that's
people would all be for that.
Then people will start getting healthy then, won't they?
Just weigh you in, like a national weigh-in.
Yeah, they should do that. Once a year have a national
weigh-in. The ATA turns up to your house with a scale. Come on,
and
fancy.
And the statistics are there as well.
Yes. No. And what would be the next question, you know? What would be the next question of
Like, and how much do you plan to lose over the year? And if you don't need it, then you've got to pay it back. Yeah.
Don't plan to lose weight, nah.
You got to gain weight, Peter.
Yes, plenty.
So you'll get reverse funded?
Yes. You get everyone else's sugar.
A reverse tack. Yes. He said, we need to do something. The rates of obesity are at an unacceptable level.
Okay, come here,
it's
sugar.
A big problem.
It is a big problem. People need to exercise more, Glenn. That was a terrible joke.
And you went along for the ride. Now, Ian Hitman, which is a very unfortunate name.
It's a code name or a real name?
It's a real name in the letters page this week, is demanding live streaming.
For what?
For the Camden Council meetings. Obviously, Wollandilly's onto this. Apparently,
Wollandilly, yeah.
He's onto the case too, Ian Hitman. Don't argue
with
Hitman.
Campbelltown.
Don't argue with Hitman.
We've got the Campbelltown one too.
I'm on the side of the Hitman.
Now, he's just moved into the area. He says that obviously council seems to lack community engagement and transparency. And that they've obviously put up motion forward to investigate how to live stream stuff. I reckon download an app. I think it's called, you know, there's a couple of apps on there.
Just turn on YouTube on your
put
phone.
Put your phone on there. I don't know, like kids that are 5 years old can figure it out. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, what they do is make it so boring and send everyone to sleep so they won't be able to watch it anyway.
No, Ian Hitman will be watching it.
The Hitman knows his targets.
Yes, he just wants to know what's happening. They reckon they can afford water parks for the kids. They can afford live streaming for adults.
He doesn't read the reports once they come out.
Obviously, he did because he found out about the motion. So, obviously, he must be reading the reports. But
I agree with him. There should be live. Or not, I don't think.
Live and pre-recorded, on demand.
Not even live, yeah, on demand.
Like, maybe all the meetings. Like, if you want to have a binge watch.
They should pre-record the meetings.
No.
Edit it into a podcast.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine, like, sitting back there after.
Live, on demand.
Watching, like, an awesome series.
Yeah.
Camden Council 2016.
They should do that. I agree with the Hitman. It should be. Yeah, and then.
You agree with the Hitman. Everyone agrees with the Hitman, Steve.
Yeah.
He's right, though. They should.
But he's got a good point.
He does have a really good
point. I'll pass my joke about his last name, which is...
Don't come after us, please.
Yes, no. We think you're awesome. Back to more serious matters. Campbelltown Councillor Ben Pikachu Gilmore. Gilholm.
Pikachu Gilmore.
I'm calling him Pikachu, because Councillor Pikachu Gilmore. Is on to an idea what council can do to bring tourism to Campbelltown. What do you think his idea is, Pete? He's going to bring Pokemon Go to Campbelltown. He's going to bring the nerds to Campbelltown.
He's bringing Pokemon Go back.
All you do is
just what we need.
But you don't need that. You just download.
That's old hat. That's old hat. That's been dead for how many years?
2 years now.
Well, unfortunately, that would have been a good idea 2 years ago. Apparently,
that's the problem with Campbelltown.
That's how bright they are.
2 years ago.
Well, this is the same guy that bought us a smart bench where you could charge your phone on the bench.
Oh, yeah, that didn't last long because I went to Mawson Park during the week and it was gone.
Oh, it's gone already?
Damn, it's gone already. I don't know what it went.
He's talking about it like a great idea here.
There wasn't a demand for it?
No.
Many of them are using the smart bench that was on trial in the park at the time, which shows a great interaction with technology until your ass gets electrocuted.
You can't charge your ass?
When it's pouring rain. In the pouring rain.
I really don't.
Do a doggy on it.
Who's going to sit at Mawson Park with Pokemon charging their backside on the park?
I can charge their phone and look for Pikachu.
This is why they don't have the council meeting.
Give them to pick their nose instead.
Now I get why.
So apparently, this guy at the last council meeting requested the council to contact the Pokemon brand creators to get their permission to hold the Pokemon event. So Mr. Pikachu. So in Tokyo. So some guy at bloody council got the job this week to ring up Pikachu and say, Pikachu, can you come out here and have a better Hamilton?
I hope he realises that there is no Australian arm of the Pokemon Corporation.
Like, it's going to be fun to find.
It's only in Tokyo.
No, he'll probably go to Tokyo next week.
Hi, have you heard of our smart bench?
Yes.
Can you tell me, have any of these people got any brains between them?
For Campbelltown.
We're not making fun of this. This is actually a serious idea they're actually considering.
I mean, good for him. Go for it.
Now, obviously, some other councillors had some sense about this. Because obviously he said he can have it at landmarks, like the Old Commonwealth Bank building, the St. Peter's Anglican Church, you go collect your Pikachus. Former Labor councillors, some of them showed some enthusiasm for the plan, but then the Grinch, George Grinch, Greece, was unconvinced, and Mr. Greece is on the money here. Participant numbers have declined. Yeah. That, there's a lot of research out there.
He's not
and,
wrong.
And I'll give the Mr. Grinch Greece.
Yeah.
Because I think he's been a bit, he's grinching the idea here a little bit.
He's kind of right, though.
But he's right. There was an unrelated Pokemon event not funded by council at Ayres on Sunday, attracting 60 people. Mm. Do we really want Pokemon Go tourists, though?
No.
Just mess the place up with their mobile phones and anti-social
behaviour.
We'll
have to fill them up.
And they're not watching where they're walking. They could get hit by a car or
Yeah, we're going to have to fill up a graveyard's full of them.
They could hit a pole.
The graveyards have to be full of them.
So what do you think about Councillor Pikachu's idea?
No, don't bring it back, no.
No, it's
too much hassle before.
It's too late now. It's been nearly 2 years.
Well, actually, I don't know whether they should bring back like other things. Like, what else do they have? They can bring back
Jetsons.
No, they can bring back marbles, maybe.
Marbles.
They can
bring
up pogs. Tarzos. What's that old? Tarzos. Like, have a Tarzo event. What else can we bring back from the past?
Peter's like, what a Tarzo.
What's that old bicycle with the one on wheel? The Penny Farthing.
They can bring back Kick the Can event.
Yes.
No. What about
Kick the Politician about?
You know what? Bring back. I might not maybe bring a Spin the Bottle.
Spin the Bottle.
Now, another thing he said, and this is actually a quote from him. In July, we had a huge group of people out at Mawson Park at 2 a.m. in the morning playing Pokemon. And these are the tourists we want.
I'm not going to play.
We're not even using hotels.
I'm not going to play Pokemon Go with a politician.
Who has to sleep at that time?
The homeless have to sit in the park.
Exactly. How rude.
The homeless are up for Pokemon Go.
They want to sleep, not they want
to. This is the stupidest idea of the year. I'm sorry.
We've got to have him on the program. He's so funny.
Yeah, we'll get him on, all right?
We've got a smart comment about Pokemon.
That was funny.
Anything else to poke fun at, Pete?
We should just end it on that idea.
Yeah, we'll end it on that. That's a good idea, yeah.
100.3 FM.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for television. Starting off with the most saddest news of the week.
It's the most saddest news of the week.
Oh, no, there's bigger things.
Nothing's been things that are sadder than Nightline going.
Is there more problem?
I like Nightline.
I don't know. No one was watching Nightline, and that seems to be a problem.
I had the podcast.
When was the last time you watched Nightline, Mick?
Last night.
Oh, right, okay, fair enough.
Oh, point proven.
Wow, point proven. Someone was watching. Mad Mick is very upset. But Emma Aparici was talking on RN Drive about why and how and the... reminisced about the show.
Terribly sad day for journalism, for a program that has a very proud history, and I've been with it for almost 6 years, and as you point out, some of the best journalists in this country have been attached to the program. We've broken stories, we've won Walkleys, we've won Logies. Quite recently, we were the impetus behind the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse, the Northern Territory Intervention. The show has a really proud tradition of breaking stories, and our interviews have been, you know, among those most talked about the next day. But it's an unfortunate part of what's happening throughout the media landscape, and the fact that to meet audience demands, we all need to change the way we deliver news.
And that's true, because unfortunately the show is well past its heyday. It airs at 9:30 on News24 and then later at 10:30, and the audience just isn't there.
No, wait, not that time.
And not for that type of content that there's a lot of money to expend and produce. And
well,
is it the best way to like put your best journalism out at 10:30 at night when no one's watching?
Yeah, but the best, right. But it's not on 10:30 only. It's on Channel 24 at 9:30, and it's on repeated in the morning, late, early in the morning.
But the thing is, times have changed. People get their news like right now. They're not going to wait until 9:30 or 10:30 to watch an interview.
No, you'd get it on like your phone or something. Yeah. And that's what they're kind of doing. So apparently they're putting all the money away from producing this one newscast and actually putting it into specialisation reporting into different sections.
In other words, so they're cutting money out of ABC, Pauline Hanson did.
No, they're not actually, Mick. That's what the one misconception there is. Apparently they're not losing any jobs.
Wait until later on, see how what goes on.
Well, they might do that, but this change itself, no one's losing a job. They're actually putting the reporting where the audience is because no one's watching it. Why put it out there?
It's a waste of money.
At that time. And the other show that's gone is The Link on a Friday night, where they used to have a really good show on them, which was called State Line.
But The Link is better.
But The Link is awful. Oh my god.
I've seen it. It's pretty boring.
Who cares about people at train stations, what they think about the day?
Stan Grant's moving anyway.
He's getting another show, a talk show, I think at 9 o'clock on News 24.
Oh really?
But it was a good idea. No, it wasn't a good idea, actually it was a silly idea.
Your favorite
State Line was better. But The Link was just, I don't know, tedious.
You can be a better programmer, you mean.
But have you watched The Link, Mick?
Yeah.
What do you think of it? It's just inconsequential chitter-chatter.
Right, sometimes it's bloody useless.
But compared to State Line?
Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad.
Is that everything, Mick?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good.
Sounds like our show.
No,
it's always bad, our show.
Yeah.
Depends who you
are. Is that bad, it's good. Right?
No, we can't even swear on it.
No. Swear.
God damn it.
Or use foul language like, clock, 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 clock.
That's a bit inappropriate, Mick.
That's not bad language, it's just a bad sound effect. Pete, save us.
All right. Whoa. Oh, you gave me this one. That's great. Now, six emerging filmmaking teams chosen to create shorts films for SBS as part of their 40th anniversary of the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Mardi Gras next year.
Wow.
The successful projects are Concern for Welfare, Black Lips, Cherry Season, The Big Love of Tom Girl, Joy Boy, and Disco Dykes. So, there you go,
hey,
the six emerging filmmaking chosen.
Joy
Peter's
Boy.
In Disco Tights.
Peter's in Joy Boy, I think.
Joy Boy.
No, he's in Disco Tights and Mr. Burns is in...
Tom Girl. Tom Girl?
No. He should be in Disco Tights because that's what they wear when they ride bikes, isn't it? Disco Tights? Yeah,
they wear disco tights while they're riding bikes.
Short tights, black pants.
Yeah, I don't think we do, but anyway, Meg, some do.
Short.
Others don't.
Depends what rally they're doing. Ando has won the Archibald Prize People's Choice Award for his portrait of actor and Indigenous activist Jack Charles. Good for him. Ando does pretty good drawings on his own show as well.
He just went out. He's gone out to France to do a painting course.
Really?
Or do a
he's
course
a good guy.
Art.
His show's very good as well. I don't
know. Yeah, he's funny.
Yeah, definitely.
Now, North Sydney's getting a bit more exciting in the mid-2020s. Yeah. Well, mid-2020, actually, not the 2020s. In mid-2020.
They're playing cricket.
They're playing 2020 cricket at North... No, they're not. There is an oval at North Sydney, but they're playing it there. But apparently Channel 9 will be opening its office in its new North Sydney home in 2020. Basically, they'll have a street-side studio, which people will be able to go sit there and watch the news, in case they haven't got a TV at home.
Or a mobile app.
People actually still do that. Because I went to the city the other day and in the morning, and people sit there and watch Koshy in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They got bad taste.
No, they're sitting at the window, like,
I
walking
know,
in.
Bad taste.
Yeah.
Must really like Koshy.
Oh, Sam, one of the two.
Years ago, I...
You don't think it's Koshy?
Well, actually, I actually stood at that window. I stand at that window when Chris Barth used to read the news at...
Used to go into the city to watch Chris
when
Barth
Chris
read the
Barth
news.
When Chris Barth used to read the 10:30 news, I went down there one morning and I was behind there and I waved.
You waved to Chris Barth reading the news, Pete.
Yeah, oh, well,
that's worse than myself.
See, I could.
Did she wave back?
No, she was reading the news.
Because hi, Pete.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, Petey.
And today on the news.
Petey.
How are you, Petey?
I was reading the queue when the words were going up.
The auto queue?
Yeah, behind it. Yeah.
See, it's people like Peter that turn up.
Yeah.
We'll be at North Sydney, I bet you, on the day one.
That's why one day they're going to have, blinds on there.
Petey Weedy.
The presenters.
Yes, dude. Peter Weedy.
Now, more dating shows are on the way.
Oh, well, Mick has gone on yours yet.
Well, Mick, now you've got more chances. You've got Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, I'll go on the island.
I'd rather go with Adam and Eve.
Okay.
Oh, well, yeah.
Is that the naked one?
Steve. Yeah, we'll go for that same joke every week.
No, it's a really good show.
Which is a spin-off of The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, which Sophie Monkey's on at the moment, I believe.
Yeah, that's right.
It should be grandfather and grandpa.
I think that's the only new one that's coming, so that's not really.
I reckon they should have a new one, the Silver Fox.
Silver Fox. Like,
no, the grandpa.
Yeah, like yeah, that would be interesting.
That's the grandpa.
Wouldn't that be interesting?
I mean, it would be.
Like, it'd be different.
It'd be. Well, reality.
There's only so many bonheaded bimbos you can deal with.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I know.
Sophie Monk, was she someone famous at one point?
Actress, model. She was a singer for a bit.
Radio host.
She sounded like quite familiar.
Yeah, she is. Yeah,
she's done quite a lot.
She did cartoons, children's cartoons as well, didn't she?
Did she do children's cartoons?
I think so, when she was younger.
Oh, okay, wow. No, I didn't.
So why is no one on these dating shows ever over, like, 21?
Well, that's what...
Well, Sophie Monk, she might be at least 25.
She's over 21.
30?
Don't tell her that.
40?
Don't say that to her.
No.
I'll probably never see her, Steve. She's probably 39.
You don't know, she could pop up at your work.
You never know. Don't one day.
Don't say never.
Sophie Monk turns up and says, you talked about me on radio.
I heard that program one day.
Oh, no.
You said I was 21.
Who else can I talk about now? That will come up and see me. That Jennifer Hawkins, so ugly.
Oh,
no.
What are you living in?
Come on.
Well, she turns up to work, maybe.
No, she's not.
She's a very pretty woman.
Yes, she is.
She is. I take that back. I apologise.
Now, Network 10 will continue to broadcast the Grand Prix, apparently.
Yes, only the Australian one.
That's good. That's the only one you care about.
Yeah, that's right.
Who cares about the Malaysian Grand Prix?
People in Malaysia.
We're not in Malaysia.
Now, bad news out of Las Vegas this week. Obviously, the terrible shooting there. But 7 News reporter got a bit close to the action, though.
US correspondent Ashley Mullaney was also caught up in the shooting. She was sleeping just 5 floors from the shooter in the same hotel, the Mandalay Bay Casino. Ash, how are you doing this morning?
Well, I think it's really only just sinking in exactly what's happened, and we're hearing some of those first-hand accounts of what happened inside the...
It's a pretty awful place to be at that point in time.
Yes. Especially for people just enjoying country music. Mm. Even if you don't like country music.
Oh, it's packed, jam-packed.
It's still quite sad, though.
It's an awful event. Now, this would have to go down as one of the stupidest questions of all time. Obviously, in the UK, it was breakfast time. Piers Morgan, unfortunately, was near a camera again.
I'm not surprised.
And this is his great question. Very, very timely question. He was interviewing Mariah Carey about the Las Vegas shooting.
Of concertgoers who were attending an open-air festival at the Mandalay Bay Resort, an outdoor concert.
The Route 91 Country Festival.
You, I know, Mariah, you've had residency at Caesar's Palace, I believe, in Vegas. But I know you weren't aware of this before you've just come on air. But what is your immediate reaction to what I've just told you?
I mean, it's just what everybody's gut reaction would be, which is this is horrible. And I pray for the victims, and I hope this... Have they caught the shooter yet? Or?
Apparently, one shooter is confirmed dead. He was found on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel, and apparently police stormed the room. They shot the shooter. They reportedly found a number of high-powered rifles there, and it would appear that that shooter, either operating alone or with others, has shot down, and we've seen lots of video footage of this, has shot down, raining hundreds of bullets on the crowd.
Piers Morgan there explaining it's Mariah Carey, and it's hard to explain on radio, but she's there on her lounge,
like paint me pose,
like you have to be proud at that point with a Christmas tree.
That's
there.
Sad this week as well. And
obviously, I don't know, it kind of a bit weird with Mariah Carey laying on a couch with a Christmas tree behind. I think the next question after that was, well, how's your Christmas album hanging along this year?
Well, to be fair, she wasn't there. She was there to obviously promote her album.
I don't want to ring me up. I was in Las Vegas 10 years ago. I would have as much insight as Mariah Carey had.
Would you sit like how she was?
No, not on my lounge. No, not on national.
Is that what
television.
You do when we call you when you're overseas doing a show?
Yeah, and absolutely. Mariah Carey's just laying on my lounge. Like, what a stupid question to ask.
They were hoping to get a scoop because it just happened, you know?
What's she going to say?
Nothing.
Yeah.
I know nothing. Me know nothing.
I don't blame her. She didn't know what's happening.
Me know nothing. I don't know.
As if she would know what was happening. It was happening as she was waiting for the interview.
Yeah.
What'd they expect?
I could have interviewed Peter Mounsey from Lemire and had more information. Because Pete would have had the 50 channels on.
He would have seen that's everything. Right. You would have been...
Every angle, every...
Oh, yeah, that was me.
Okay. Newsround Pete.
Non-stop. The 2008 sitcom Very Small Business is making a comeback as
excited.
Back in Very Small Business.
Obviously, they went broke.
They went broke, and so it's just back.
Yeah, he's a dodgy person.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Great show. I really enjoyed it.
Right, whatever it is. You never watched it?
It's very funny.
Is it on ABC?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Don't watch that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what are you? Bloody Pauline Hanson?
ABC rubbish.
You, what are you, like a politician that hates the ABC?
Yep. Correct.
I love the ABC.
What about ABC?
1, 2, 3. Oh, sorry. That's not the ABC song.
No. Oops. That's it for television?
Yep. 100.3.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick Presents...
Madness Uncovered.
Mick, you're later, you're madder.
I'm tighter, too.
You're tighter.
Where? Oh, no.
What gets me is the South Australian Independent...
What's wrong with them?
...is now moving back to South Australia to become
that's time.
A...
State Parliament South
Australians
now.
In South Australia.
So Xenophon.
Yeah.
The State. X Factor.
The yeah. Z Factor.
He does have a cool party name, though. Yeah. SA Best. I think that's pretty awesome.
Oh, it's pretty wanky.
It sounds like a team. SA Best.
SA
sounds
best.
Like a soccer team.
But it's like it's so well false in the advertising. It's South Australia. Best?
Mm. It's not any better than Xenophon team.
I don't know. That's true.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
He gets voted. Sorry. He gets into the thing, then he gets into the Senate this election.
Gets the vote.
And stays
yeah.
around for another.
British guy.
He's only been in for a year or a bit over. And now he wants to get out again.
But he's trying to save South Australia.
Get Why? Rid of the politicians. That's what saves South Australia.
He's going to run like anything.
I didn't know he was a good runner.
But he's not been terrible, has he? A lot of he's quite popular.
Oh, he's sold, he sold everything out what he believed into.
He's got to sell something out, otherwise he's got nothing to deal with.
He did give in to the media reform, though.
Yeah. Idiot.
Yeah.
But isn't that what he's meant to do? If you're part of a party, you can't just sit there and just...
Stand your ground.
And just, like, stop the whole country running.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll we're just tell gonna you stand what, here and do nothing.
I'll tell you what, to find out who's important, let them go on strike and see how much corruption...
Strike.
See how much corruption... Go on strike.
We're not the French.
Go on strike and see how much disruption they cause. If they don't cause any disruption, they're not very important.
A poly strike?
Yeah.
Oh, what would happen to our show, Mick? I have nothing to laugh
don't
at.
Don't they do that often? They don't even go to question time for all that long. And
have they started working yet?
No, they're going on holidays next week.
But doesn't this cause a problem for the big major parties, though? Because if Xenophon can cause all the havoc in the upper house with his team of colleagues up there and all the Xenophon juniors up there.
The one that got fired today as well.
Mini Xenophons.
Well, yes, he was touching up a wax statue.
Tony Collette wax figure, apparently.
Mm, yes. Where do these stories come from?
I don't know. They're so timely, aren't they? Do you think Xenophon knew this was happening? That's why he left?
Maybe. Got out before it was too hot.
Yeah.
Apparently hold a fist to Rihanna. Not very appropriate.
Oh, Rihanna as well. Oh, no. That's... Okay, that's bad.
Not Rihanna the singer.
Yeah. He was feeling up...
Leighton Hewitt. Okay.
on Leighton Hewitt's down regions.
Yeah. That's terrible.
But it's Mr. Xenophon being a little bit...
Overdramatic.
Is this a part of that controversial? Is this a douche making a taking the mickey, really?
That's a bit... You shouldn't do that, though.
Probably shouldn't share it.
And don't take
no, he's only playing with something else. He's not playing with humans.
Yeah, but still, it's
that's still the,
he's a going to be a politician, though.
It's you want this guy running your state?
Pardon?
You want this guy running your state or, like, your
politician? Whatever he is. Yeah, whatever
what state is that? A state
he's
of soberness?
He's going to run in South Australia seat of finesse.
I'll tell you what, if he gets in, there's going to be hell to play with the Liberals. The Liberals think they got their South Australia. They think they got South Australia.
Yeah,
no,
but they're
not
touching wax figures and things.
A wax toucherer.
Can he be
but if you've got the balance of power, would it...
They're like screwing the rest of the Australia, don't they?
No, I don't know.
But what about South Australia? It's not doing very well.
They've
got power blackouts.
The power blackouts was not caused by their renewable energy. It was caused by a
well, something
trip
went
out.
Wrong. It shouldn't go out, Mick.
You're listening to too much Turnbull.
No,
all full of bull,
Turnbull. I'm listening to the facts, Mick.
No, you have a listen to the facts.
Work.
Have a listen
lights
to...
Lights should work. They should.
That's all fake news.
Not fake news, the lights went out.
Turnbull pays everything off. When
did
something goes
go
wrong, Turnbull
Adelaide?
Blames everyone else except himself.
Mick, my point isn't whether Turnbull's right or wrong. The lights went out in Adelaide.
It went out from... And we went out
who
from,
caused it, I don't know, but I know the lights went out.
Went out, yes, it went out, and who caused it? It was Victoria. The power was coming from Victoria.
Victoria.
That's where it came
Victoria's
out.
Victoria's fault.
So
yeah.
Everyone hates energy prices and energy debates. They're just so stupid.
Yeah. Turnbull's saying,
oh, we have to have more exploration for gas. No, AGL is exporting enough gas now, and if they have more exploration, they'll export all that too, and still say we haven't got enough gas for the taxpayers of Australia.
Right.
So why can... But isn't it the South Australian government's problem that it didn't work as well?
No, it wasn't their fault. It was a bloody other...
But it's their problem. That's
well,
why
it was their
battery,
problem,
right?
But they didn't create it.
But they got to buy the battery then.
They got the battery already.
They're halfway there.
Yeah.
Mm. But obviously in South Australia there's other issues there too. Employment's bad. The economy's bad state, like Western Australia.
No, the economy's bad because Abbott got really whole car
paying
dealings.
Big car companies money, yeah.
Then
why do we pay big car companies money?
Because it kept technology.
Closing down their factories?
He's playing a typical get rid of every industry what makes any money for Australia.
It doesn't make any money.
The Liberals got rid of computers. We had the chance.
The Liberals got rid of computers.
That's right.
They got rid of all the computers.
No.
No,
the Australians were the second people with a computer. And who did the Liberals go to? They went to the opposition and said, oh, what do you think of us making computers? Nah, you got no chance. You got no brains.
We still have computers.
And then we had, this was the first second computer ever made. Then they went to the rockets. We were launching more rockets than the Americans and the Russians.
Yeah.
So what do? We launched a satellite in 1967. What did they do? Oh, we can't have a rocket industry or a space industry.
Now we have one.
I know a rocket man can help, though.
But without Australia, they wouldn't have all their reception for all their broadcasts from the space station, or NASA would be blinded. Out of Australia. So, you know, then they get rid of the car industry, they get rid of the trams in Sydney, they get rid of everything. They don't know what they're talking about.
But I don't think the car industry went because the government got rid of it. I think the car industry got rid of itself because the world has changed.
No, the world did not... What changed was the price of an Australian dollar went up to a dollar equal or more than the American dollar. Right?
Yeah,
that's what caused it. The other part was...
you make cars really cheaply compared to what we can.
Until their prices go up.
Yeah, then we'll probably make them again.
And the worst part about it, the technology coming out of the cars spreads into the rest of the industries.
Right.
And without... That's what they don't realise. What have you got to learn? How can you invent things? Or how can you build things? Oh, we haven't got the technology.
But we've got lattes, Mick.
Yeah.
Come on. That's our biggest industry now. Lattes and coffee shops.
Oh,
and smashed avocados.
They're pretty delicious.
That's an innovation. Which other country has smashed avocados? Never see it anywhere else in the world.
Or Vegemite.
And you got that idea from throwing them at politicians.
Possibly. They might have smashed avocados. Now, in America this week, Mick, what's going on there in Las Vegas? How can they solve this problem of shooting anybody in...
Love in Las Vegas.
Well, the big massacre there.
I don't care.
You should care.
Doesn't affect me over here. Goes on TV, on the news all the time. It's bloody boring. We know everyone got shot.
How do they stop it, Mick? How do they get rid of this problem, the gun problem? The question is what happens if those guns...
Blow up America and you get rid of all the gun problems by blowing up America and Russia.
Yeah, do you think this could be popular with anybody, though?
Yeah.
Well, it possibly could be in some parts of the world. Yes, you could be right.
I'm sure it's like an ice somewhere.
I don't think we should be blowing up countries.
No,
him and Kim Jong-il might agree.
Oh, haven't you heard about the Irish terrorist who blew up the bus? He burned his lips on the exhaust pipe.
No,
no, I haven't heard that. Sounds a bit
smoke and mirrors, though.
Yeah, a bit smoke and mirrors. Anything else making you mad, Mick, this week?
I'm totally mad.
Now, some listener feedback from Mad Bazza.
Yeah.
The hillbillies are out and the hillbillies are in. The times are set for the games to begin. I think it is, actually. Standard gun lobby, Dullard's response. Sandy Hook, no problem with the gun lobby. Why would this matter? So shameful, so predictable, so complacent, so tirelessly incredulous. Big word.
Incredulous mean?
I don't know. We'll have to figure that out one day. Such a passionate non-response by the gun lovers of the world. So wonderfully predictable. And North Korea is mad. I'm personally befuddled.
Wow.
Mad Bazza, citizen of the world.
Mad Bazza doing haikus there.
And we won't get onto his daylight saving rant, but that goes on for another hour.
I'm not a citizen of the world. I'm a citizen of space. I'm a spaceman.
You are out of space.
You do draw rockets, Mick. You're very famous for them.
Quite literally. Quite literally.
Just saying.
So, review time. What can we review this
Yes,
week?
I saw Blade Runner. I saw the new Blade Runner.
What's it like?
It's very long. 165 minutes.
Oh, 165 yeah. minutes?
Wow. Yeah.
How much time do you have in a day?
No, it was in the morning.
Oh, right.
That's over 2 hours.
That's 2.5 hours, I believe. Oh, yeah. Nearly 3 hours, yeah.
How come all the new
books? Because they have so much crap to tell, honestly. It was pretty boring. I fell asleep twice, I think.
Great movie.
Great movie review, right? I fell asleep twice.
So it's very
Can't
good
wait
for
to watch that.
David Stratton seemed to be into it, though. So
it's very good for insomniacs.
No, it's a very enjoyable movie, but to be fair, I have not seen the first Blade Runner. So
go see the first Blade Runner.
I hear it's very. I hear the director's cut is very good, not the actual theatrical release.
No,
but
there's no director's cut.
Yes, there is. Yeah, there
when Blade Runner came out, there was no director's cut.
After that, oh my god. After. Obviously, they're not going to show a director's cut in the theatrical release. Makes no sense. But as far as the movie goes, it was pretty good. It looked nice. The story was okay. They could do without the love plot. Made no sense. Because the main character falls in love with, like, a holographic robot.
Sounds like Tron.
It's kind of like Tron, I guess. Cause, holographic well, robot. It's set in 2049. So, you know. It's meant to be space and futuristic and whatnot. So other than that, it was still thoroughly enjoyable. I did enjoy it. Highly suggest it.
So you enjoyed your sleep too?
My sleep was pretty good. I'd rate that 10 out of 10.
How about the movie?
About 7 out of
10. Okay, that's not bad for a movie to put you to sleep.
It's a good movie if you're into sci-fi.
How much did you actually watch? Half of it?
No, I did watch the whole thing. But right.
Did you get to get rewind it?
No, unfortunately I couldn't. Oh. It was at the cinema.
You
so
just ring them and say, oh, I missed that bit.
No, the distributor.
No, what you do is go.
Repeat it, you know?
No, what you do is go to sleep in the thing. When they clear it out, and you stay in the thing, then they play it again. And you wake up on the stuff you missed
I
out.
Could have.
Yeah. Now some movies coming up. Happy Death Day.
Sounds funny.
Cheery movie.
I did see the trailer for that. Looks fun.
It's deaf,
but it's happy.
Yeah,
I'll well, be like Happy Good Camper.
That's probably the day after by American Satan.
Oh, well, so if you've got your Happy Death Day sort of American Satan's after that.
And then A Snowman with Blood, so he's coming out the week after.
Yeah, I'm sure It is still out as well, if you want to see Killer Clown.
Home Again.
Yep.
Reese Witherspoon, that's going to be an awesome
the,
movie.
The Snowman's is out as well? Is that a sequel to the
That's Hitman? About drugs, isn't it, Snowman?
No.
That's what they used to call
it
snow.
By the poster, it didn't look like it, Mick.
Yeah.
To be honest.
It's like, I thought you were the candy man. That's what.
Well, Mick, you've got My Little Pony, if you're into that.
There's a lot of men into My Little Pony.
I know, I hear, but it's terrible.
It's very true.
Are you into it, are you?
No, definitely not. I think it's terrible, but.
Any other movies you're looking forward to, Steve?
I'm sure there are. Yeah. I just, honestly, I've not been keeping up with movies as much
you're
as I.
Man.
What I they know. What they what should be doing is having shorter movies, not long movies.
Sleeping, reviewing cow juices.
Reviewing cow juices? I haven't seen them.
Oh, kale, not cow juices.
I thought you said cow juices.
Yeah. Maybe I did say cow
you
juices.
You did say cow.
Glenn, it's nearly 9 o'clock. We're ready for bed.
There is a new idea, a cow juice. Isn't that called milk?
I don't drink milk, so.
You don't drink milk?
No, I don't.
No, cow juice comes out the
rear.
Isn't it? Cow juice comes out of the rear.
Comes out of
Wow. We've got to that point of the day.